You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
One more step toward treaty process in Victoria with the start of voting for the First Peoples Assembly. The Royal Commission into the Abuse and Neglect of People with Disability is holding its first hearing in Brisbane. And US President Donald Trump authorizes the release of US oil reserves after a weekend drone attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. Voting begins this week for the First Peoples Assembly, an elected voice that will help work through the Indigenous treaty process in Victoria. More than 70 Aboriginal leaders have been nominated as candidates, and all Victorian Indigenous people have the chance to vote in the election until October the 20th. The group will be an independent voice with connections to the traditional landowners who will play a role in moving the treaty process forward. Victoria is the first state in Australia to introduce treaty legislation for its Aboriginal people. The children of your Toyota woman, Tania Day, who died after falling unconscious while in police custody, gave evidence on the last day of an inquest into her death last Friday. Tania Day died in December 2017 after hitting her head 5 times in a cell and suffering a brain hemorrhage when she was arrested for being drunk on a train. April, Belinda and Warren Day told the last day of the inquest their mum was a passionate Aboriginal activist and always up for a joke. Belinda says the 55-year-old shouldn't have been subjected to racial discrimination.
We have had a coronial investigation, but what we want now is a criminal investigation. We want to know whether the police who should have cared for mum committed an offence in denying her dignity and ultimately her life.
Coroner Caitlin English is investigating whether racism played a role in Ms. Day's death and will hand down her findings at a later date. More than 40 sacred Indigenous artefacts held by museums in the United States will be returned to their traditional owners as part of a cultural heritage repatriation project. The artefacts will be returned to the Badi Jawi people of Western Australia and the Aranda people from Central Australia after 10 months of talks between the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies and the Illinois State Museum. The artefacts are a mix of sacred and secular pieces, including boomerangs, shields, spears, club sticks, body ornaments, and necklaces. The Institute's Deputy Director, Michael Ramali, says the Return of Cultural Heritage Project is the first of its kind in Australia, with the federal government normally only seeking the unconditional return of Indigenous remains, not objects. Bushfire warnings have been downgraded to watch and act levels for residents in and around Humpty Doo and Milne in the Northern Territory. Active fire may occur in both locations close to the roadside, with authorities deploying strategies to protect properties. A total fire ban is in place today in the Darwin and Adelaide River areas, the 5th consecutive day of total fire bans. Meanwhile, Queensland authorities have spent the last few days strengthening fire containment lines during the cooler weather, but they are warning the conditions could become dangerous again. In New South Wales, the return of higher temperatures and westerly winds could threaten communities this week. The Royal Commission into the Abuse and Neglect of People with Disability is holding its first hearing today in Brisbane, but a growing number of disability rights advocates say they may boycott the long-awaited 3-year inquiry over perceived conflicts of interest. Some say 2 of the 7 Royal Commissioners should stand down because they've managed the very systems the inquiry was set up to interrogate. Greens Senator Jordan Steele John was a leading voice in establishing the Royal Commission. He says the inquiry is too important to be compromised.
I am incredibly proud that we are now at this moment, but I am also very determined to defend this Royal Commission and what it must be. Disabled people are not just going to say thank you and get back on with it anymore. We have found our power and we are not going to let it go.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to focus on trade and investment during his United States visit this week. Mr. Morrison is the second world leader to be invited to a full state dinner at the White House since he took office in January 2017. Australia's ambassador to the United States, Joe Hockey, says the formal reception is a great honor. And satellite images of drone damage on your Saudi Arabian oil facilities shows 19 points of attack likely happened on Saturday. The drone attack has put the world's oil supplies at risk, with prices expected to jump on Monday. This is today. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed responsibility, but officials have suggested they have evidence against that claim. A U.S. official has reportedly blamed Iran because of the direction from which the attacks were launched. President Donald Trump has authorized the release of oil reserves in response to the weekend attack. And carmaker Volkswagen and Audi have settled two Australian class actions over the company's diesel emissions scandal. Details of the settlement remain confidential, but the payout could be up to $120 million. The allegations were where the affected vehicles were fitted with defective emissions devices designed to falsify greenhouse gas emissions data. The Volkswagen diesel engine emissions scandal broke in September 2015, affecting about 100,000 Australian consumers and 11 million vehicles worldwide. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a partly cloudy day, 26. Adelaide, shower or two, 16. Melbourne, a shower or two as well, and a top of 14. Hobart, showers clearing, 10. Albury, Wodonga, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, a rainy day, 21. Wollongong, late rain and gusty cold change, 27. Sydney, late showers, windy, cold change, 29. Newcastle, windy afternoon and a cold change, 30. Brisbane, a sunny day ahead, 28. Townsville, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy as well, 28. Alice Springs, a sunny day, 25. Darwin, sunny, 32. And the Torres Strait Islands, cloudy and the top of 26. And that is NITV Radio News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.